ahead, Raper. Hold him, hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. Be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today, pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
So this is Christmas. What have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. I hope you had fun. The near and the dear ones. The
Gordy and Kerry say the roads in and around Farran Four are dangerous. Weather forecast, some wintry showers at first, clear spells generally and sharp to severe frost, fog later, sunny spells though tomorrow. And a gale warning issued at 23:30 hours, south to southeast gales will develop later today on all Irish coastal waters and on the Irish Sea. That's it from us here in the newsroom. On behalf of everyone here, may I wish you all a happy and a peaceful Christmas. And now I leave you in the welcoming studio of Ken Stewart.
Thank you very much indeed, Colin Connolly. Very happy Christmas to you and all in the newsroom. Not too many at this time of the morning or night. Never know which to say at this time of the morning or night. It's 2 minutes past midnight. It is Christmas Day, and a very happy Christmas to everybody all around the country and across the water, wherever you're listening to us. This is Ken Stewart. I'll be with you till 10 to 2, and that's enough of the chat for now. Let's get on with the music.
Hi, Mr. Chair. Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly. But it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry? Say, oh yes, yet again, can you stop the cavalry? Mary Bradley waits at home in the nuclear fallout zone. Wish I could be dancing now in the arms of the girl I love. Wish I was at home for Christmas. Bang, that's another bomb on another town while the Tsar and Jim have tea. If I get home, lift up, tell the tale, I'll run for all presidencies. If I get elected, I will stop the cavalry.
Since his mission did start, and over a village he halted his craft, and it hung in the sky like a star, just like a star. He followed a light and came down to a shed where a mother and child were lying there on a bed. A bright light of silver shone round his head, and he had the face of an angel. And they were afraid. And the stranger spoke. He said, "Do not fear. I come from a planet a long way from here, and I bring a message for mankind to hear." Suddenly the sweetest music filled the air. To all men.
lovely music went trembling through the ground, and many were wakened on hearing that sound, and travelers on the road, the village they found, by the light of that ship in the sky, which shone all around. And just before dawn, at the paling of the sky, a stranger returned and said, now I must fly. When 2,000 years of your time has gone by, this song will begin once again to a baby's cry.
Child who will grow up and turn tears to laughter, hate to love, war to peace, and everyone to everyone's neighbor, and misery and suffering will be words to be forgotten forever.
Forever.
It's all a dream. Must come true sometime soon, somehow. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. This comes to pass when a child.
As I was a-walking one morning in spring, I met with some travelers in an old country lane. One was an old man, the second a maid, and the third was a young boy who smiled as he said, and the jug of red wine to share on our journey with all of mankind. I asked them to tell me their name and their place, that I might remember their kindness and grace. My name, this is Mary, my wife, and this is our young son, who is our delight. With the wind in the willows and the birds in the sky, there's a bright sun to warm us wherever. Share on our journey with all of mankind.
That's Spud and the Wind in the Willows. Well, Jim O'Neill will be on Radio 2 today, Christmas Day, from 2 to 5 with his special Christmas Pud special. And he'll have Glum, who I hope won't be too glum on this day of days, and Thing with him as usual. And that just reminds me that earlier in the week, Monday and Tuesday, Jim had a touch of the flu, and I stood in for him on the afternoon show. And on Tuesday, I didn't know we were going to have any guests, but we did. We had Finbar Fury of the Fury Brothers, and we also had Johnny Logan. And Johnny came in, and as we were setting up the records, next couple of records, I said to him, we have your album here, which track would you like to play? So he said, well, maybe Hollywood or All Fall Down. Now, Hollywood is one of his own songs, and it's a good one too. But we chose, in fact, or he chose, All Fall Down, a song written by Bill Whelan, the Eurovision arranger and producer of What's Another Year. Now, I mention this because I have a Danny Doyle track lined up now, and it shows, I don't know if you've heard, in fact, All Fall Down, but it's a beautiful song. It was in the National Song Contest a few years ago, but it just didn't scrape through to the Eurovision Song Contest. It was way down the field. I don't believe in the song being too good, but if I say that it was too good to get through, maybe you'll know what I mean. Much as I dislike using that term. Anyway, in sharp contrast to All Fall Down is a little fun number from the album Raised on Songs and Stories. Bill Whelan wrote it. Danny Doyle is the singer.
Nan Milligan had an enormous farm, and being a widow a notable charm. Three gentlemen callers from morn till night were fighting each other for Blarney. The first was a teacher called Lolly O'Byrne, the second the clergyman willing to turn, and both of them stuck in each other, and also a sergeant from Donegan's army. How will I make me mind up now? How will I choose them? What will I do now? How will I make me mind up now? What will I do at all? Oh, Nell Milligan's fool to look at them rotting and bowing and scraping three fine glorious jewels. She's only hoodwinking them all. O'Byrne was a gentleman down to his toes, and given to use the most beautiful prose, describing the love for his Milligan Rose that he felt when he'd see her out walking. And Fawcett the parson would always excuse the use of the bottles he'd sometimes abuse. And Sergeant McGraw was the brat of a boy that never went home until morning. How will I make me mind up now? How will I choose and what will I do now? How will I make me mind up now? What will I do at all? Oh, Nell Milligan's fools, and look at them rubbing and bowing and scraping three fine glorious jewels. She's only hoodwinking them all.
Out-ni-dad,
had an enormous farm, and being a widow a notable charm. Three gentlemen callers from morn till night were fighting each other for Blarney. The first was a teacher, but now he's in hock. The second the clergyman, now is the flock. And Sergeant McGrath is decidedly cocked from never going home until morning. How will I make me mind up now? How will I choose and what will I do now? How will I make me mind up now? What will I do at all? Oh, Nell Milligan's fools, look at them running and bowing and scraping three fine glorious jewels. She's only hoodwinking them all. Oh, Nell Milligan's fools, look at them rubbing and bowing and scraping three fine glorious jewels. She made the right aims of them all.
I told you it was a fun number. That was a Bill Whelan song called Nell Milligan's Fools, recorded by Danny Doyle. Have you heard his latest album with the Highwaymen on it? Excellent song, excellent singer. I think it's his best album ever. That album's very good too, Raised on Songs and Stories.
Holy night,
sat at the window last evening. The postman, he brought it to me, a little gilt-edged invitation, single hooly come over today. Sure, I knew that the Fogarty sent it, so I went just for the old friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of our Christmas cake. There was plums and prunes and cherries, there was ripping and raisins and cinnamon too, there was nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the icing was made of the glue. There was caraway seeds in abundance, it'll give you a fine belly ache. It would kill a man twice if they're eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Mrs. Mulligan wanted to taste it, but really there wasn't no use, for she walked at it over an hour and she couldn't get none of it loose. Tim Fogarty went with the hatchet and Kelly came in with the saw. The cake was enough be the powers to paralyze any man's jaw. There was plums and prunes and cherries, there was ripping and raisins and cinnamon too, there was nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the icing was made of the glue. There was caraway seeds in abundance, it would give you a fine belly ache. It would kill a man twice if they're eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Maloney was took with the colic, me father complained of his head, me mother lay down on the sofa and she swore that she wished she was dead. Mrs. Daly fell down in hysterics and there she did wriggle and shake, while every man swore he was poisoned after eating a Christmas cake. There was plums and prunes and cherries, there was ripping and raisins and cinnamon too, there was nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the icing was made of the glue. There was caraway seeds in abundance, it would give you a fine belly ache. It'll kill a man twice if they're eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
That's the Wolf Tones and their Christmas single of last year, Mrs. Fogarty's Christmas Cake. Well, here's a dedication from Eugene to my brother, Grace Healy, of 27 Ard Fatima, Clonmel, County Tipperary. The record is by Elvis Presley from 1971, It Won't Seem Like Christmas Without You. And the message is, we'll make up...